Hey y'all, it's Crystal.
And it's Samantha, and this is Serialholic Sisters.
True crime shit. Hey girl, hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
You're always so like awkward. I'm like, hey, and you're like, hi.
How's it going? It's going. Yeah, just trying to enjoy this last week of summer for me because school starts for me next week and for my kids the week after.
Oh, okay. Well, my kids are already back in school, so.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to school.
I mean, no, I don't.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of dreading this semester just because I definitely took a full load, so
I feel like
I'm
you
a
keep
little,
doing that.
I have to, man. If I'm ever gonna freaking graduate, I
That's fair.
have to. It's a
You gotta
6-year
do it.
program and I'm trying to get it done sooner.
Well, you're doing a great job, kid.
Yeah.
Buck up. I don't know, encouraging words.
Buck up, thanks.
All the encouragement. Quit your bitching. No, I'm just kidding.
Fine. Anywho, anything new with you?
No, just getting back into the swing of, having to take my kids to school on the way to work.
Two
And
separate schools.
two separate schools that start at two separate times. So one has to be there by 7:10 or they're tardy, and the other one has to be there by 7:40 or they're tardy.
Yeah.
So yeah, just swinging into the school start, and means I have to actually get up early like I'm supposed to, like I've been supposed to be doing all summer, and leave the house at a decent time instead of like rushing until the very last second.
That's the one nice thing about
About summer vacation.
no, it's the one nice thing about me switching jobs back into the town that I live in. I literally live 3 minutes away from my work.
Yeah,
So
no.
I don't have to wake up an hour earlier than I did anymore, and I can absolutely take my time.
I'm saying all summer, like I need to be at work at 8, and I work probably, depending on traffic, 35, 40 minutes. And during summer vacation, I will literally like push it to the limit. Like, oh, I can, if I don't wash my hair and just dry shampoo it and just do like mascara instead of anything else, then I can probably stay in bed for 15 more minutes.
I actually wish that I could get away with dry shampoo. I can't. I don't know. Also, I've been having the issue with the fact that my hair keeps turning blue because we have a swimming pool and the
Oh.
chlorine is attaching to my dye.
I was like,
Well,
why though?
I always heard horror stories that that could happen, and it actually does happen, just so you guys know. It happens. So, anywho, it is my turn.
It is your turn. I'm ready to get all cozy with my jar of moonshine and listen.
And by the way, she clearly has a jar of moonshine.
Like it's the size of my head. It's apple pie
Yeah.
and it's delicious.
And she needs to put it down because I'm gonna need her coherent.
Right, just had to get a little
No.
sip.
So it is my case, and I just want to preface this by saying that I do not pick the cases, the cases pick me, okay?
So we all know what this means.
I'm saying this because I don't want anybody to get all pissed off at me, but I got another unsolved one for
Another unsolved. How did we know?
you. I'm sorry, they're just so intriguing.
They're
But
very
this one.
interesting, and the good thing about covering them is that it helps to get more known and the word out there, so hopefully, it can
It
become
does.
solved eventually.
It does. This one is. It's a pretty old one, and I really honestly don't know that it will get completely solved unless like there's any DNA evidence at all left behind. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So we're gonna get into this.
Let's do it.
Donna Dahl was a 21-year-old girl living in DeKalb, Illinois. I think that's how you say it.
I bought it.
Probably should have looked up how to actually pronounce this town before I started this. I think it's DeKalb. It's spelled like that.
Okay.
Anywho, so she was studying Russian at Northern Illinois University and even had a scholarship. So she was really smart. She was in her senior year and she worked part-time at the Swin Parson Library, which was on campus.
Okay.
She her end goal was to become a teacher. She really wanted to be a teacher. It was her dream, and she was
Nice,
working
nice.
towards it.
Could
She
always
lived
use
in
more teachers.
a yeah, we definitely could.
Yep.
Donna lived in a small apartment. It was kind of like a dorm though, so she did have other roommates with her, but it was like the way that it was set up was like more dorm like, if that makes
Okay.
sense. So she was living her own little dream. School, reading, and dating. She was dating a math student named Charles Burke.
It was him.
So,
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I mean,
Uh-oh.
Charles was a little on the clingy side.
Not a good sign. Guy, back up some. I can't breathe.
He was known to be a bit controlling and possessive, but Donna looked past it. And it was the summer of 1970 when she attended a foreign language program. And this program was in Pennsylvania. And she bumped into another man who ended up really piquing her interest.
Okay.
So she wasn't one that would act on those feelings. So she broke up with Charles to date this other guy.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
You said she went to like a, did you say a foreign exchange? What did you say?
Foreign language program.
Okay, I was like, well, who's
So
exchanging with Pennsylvania kids? Like, that's the
yeah,
same.
no. Language. She was studying Russian.
Yes.
So,
They speak a lot of that in Pennsylvania.
I mean, in this foreign language program, they do.
Okay.
So she broke up with Charles and she starts seeing this other guy. Well, Charles was extremely upset, or so like it was claimed, he was extremely upset and heartbroken over it.
Okay.
And Donna would later tell her close childhood friend, also named Donna, we'll just call her number two.
Number two.
yes. Or Donna, friend Donna or something.
Friend, yeah, Donna and friend Donna.
Because her last name is Kiarl, Kiarl. Yeah, that's
Kiarladi, we literally just listened to how to pronounce
we
it, and we.
literally just listened to how to pronounce it right, and I can't say it. So, with that being said, I don't want to butcher it like I just did. So, we're just going to call
Several
her
times.
Friend Donna.
Okay, so Donna and she told friend Donna.
She told Friend Donna about the breakup and even went as far to tell her that the new man that she was dating had just separated from his wife.
Okay.
So, Friend Donna spoke super highly of Donna, and like she called her like innocent. She was unworldly, like she was never wild. She was very dedicated, smart. She never would have been like this wasn't something that she typically did.
Okay.
But she trusted her judgment and she didn't really care for Charles because of how, like,
Right. We don't really trust clingy, controlling Charles.
yeah. So Donna and friend Donna had been friends since the eighth grade. And she even talked about how she basically, like, Donna Doll had basically raised her younger brother and sister because her parents always had, like, chores for her to do. She was the one who cleaned the house. She could never go out because she had to babysit. So, like, she didn't have, a life where she got to really explore how to be a kid. So, that's why she was so not wild and
Right.
innocent.
She was always very, very grounded, very
Very grounded.
mature and responsible.
Yes. Friday, October 2nd, 1970. Friend Donna drove to the library where Donna worked.
Okay.
They had plans after her shift to go drive around and catch up. And that's not like unknown to do in the 1970s either, just so you know. I mean, people do it now even, but in the 1970s, that was like the thing to do with your friends was just go drive around.
Yeah.
Now, today I wouldn't do that with gas almost $4 a gallon,
Right.
but
Bitch, we staying in one spot. Or else we're
I
walking.
mean, yeah, we about to use our Lamborghinis,
Our
because
Lamborghinis.
they be free, girl.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, absolutely not. But no, they would go, they were going to go drive around and catch up. Well, she got there and she waited like 20 minutes and then figured that Donna had just forgot about her and their plans. So she went home.
Oh, okay. She didn't go in to check on her. She
No.
just pulled up for a
She,
second, was like, this bitch forgot me and left.
yes, she waited for 20 minutes. It was unlike her to be late. So she was like, she clearly left already then. So I'm just going to go home. But Donna wasn't at the library. Records actually did show that she clocked out at 9:59, which was the usual time for her. So she did clock out and leave.
Girl, you got to get that extra minute. You got to go to 10.
But
Like, what is that? I'm
she
taking all
clocked,
those minutes.
yeah, she did clock out and leave, but she must have done it before Donna would have gotten there, like a
Okay.
friend Donna. So Donna had also never made it home that night. She did have a couple roommates, like I had mentioned before, and they thought because she didn't come home that it was the weekend and she probably just drove to Pennsylvania to visit her new boyfriend that she had talked about.
I like how everybody just assumed back then. Like, you would think that
Man,
somebody would leave a note
I'm
or
telling
tell
you.
somebody, but everybody's just like, oh, they're not here. Must have just driven several states without telling anyone.
I could never. I'm sorry, but
It's
also if I've got plans and we like if I mean today we have cell phones, but
fine.
like if we have plans to do something and I drive there and I'm not waiting 20 minutes before I go inside and look. I'm
Right.
just gonna
No.
tell you right now.
I
I may
probably won't
give
wait
you,
five.
I was
We're
gonna say, I may give you three.
putting it in park and we're just walking in to see if you about done. Because I'm ready to go to Taco
I'm
Bell.
100%. Because we don't drive around here. We go to one place, we get our food, we go sit somewhere, and we ain't going nowhere.
Because do you know how cheap Taco Bell was back then?
Oh, it was so cheap.
Okay.
Anywho, she never made it home. They just assumed that she was visiting the new boyfriend. Well, that was until it was Sunday,
Oh my God.
and she still never came home. So the roommates got, a little uncomfortable with that feeling. So they ended up calling the police and reported her as a missing person.
Okay.
So investigators did come over, like immediately, and they looked around. They discovered that she had left all of her stuff behind in her room, including her uncashed check from the library.
No.
So they
They're
just
like, they
felt.
got there and they realized that her car keys were sitting right here in front of everybody on the table. And they're like, why did you think she was gone?
No. No, but they when they saw that she had an uncashed check from the library, they were like,
Right. That's a big red flag there.
well, no, they didn't believe that as a red flag. Instead of going further into the case, the police actually believed that maybe she just lost track of time and would be home later. And so they told
What?
her roommates, not to worry.
She lost track of time for 3 days.
Because if she was visiting her new boyfriend, like they had said to the police, hey, we thought she was doing this, but she's not back. The investigators were just like, oh, well, maybe she's lost track of time and didn't realize what time it was. So, just be on the lookout. She'll be home.
It's a whole lot of assuming going on back in the 70s.
Okay. So Monday rolled around, and when she missed her classes, they reached out again and were like, hey, yeah, she didn't come home.
Right.
And something had to have happened to her because this is extremely unlike her. She does not miss classes. She's
Right.
very prompt. She is, it's her senior year and she's almost done with it. Absolutely not. So, Charles, her ex-boyfriend, decided to organize a search party to look for her because this was definitely out of character for her, too. He was worried about Donna
Was he?
and they weren't able to find her. But it was such odd behavior. She stood up her best friend. She didn't go home. She skipped class. So clearly something's wrong. So on October 11th, 9 days after Donna disappeared, Three students were walking through a cornfield on Nelson Road. They were on their way to a party in DeKalb, where they were from, and they had drove out to Nelson Road to pick up some beer that they had stashed there the week before because they weren't of
Oh,
age.
that beer is very warm at this point, guys.
It's October. Maybe it's cooler out.
I
I don't
don't think
know.
it's that cold. That is not what I want to drink.
So, Jim Ball, a freshman.
I thought you were about to say Jimbo. And I'm like, of course, Jimbo stashed some beer in a cornfield.
No. Jim Ball, a freshman in college, had walked through the tall grass and he saw the outline of a body under a tree a few feet away from him. The two girls that were with him didn't see it yet, so he yelled for them to go back to the car. And Ball had stumbled across a decomposing body and immediately reached out for law enforcement. The body was fully clothed except for her shoes,
Oh,
which is
that's
very
weird.
odd to me.
Yeah.
She had on a jacket, but later on it was noted that she had been wearing a trench coat the night she worked in the library, not a jacket.
Whose jacket is that?
Thank you. And where's the trench coat? And her purse was missing. So the body was found a few hundred yards from where Charles had actually ended the search. And
What?
it just so happened to be super close to his apartment.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. Wow. What? Also, did she have a car? I'm just making sounds at it. Did she have a car?
You know, everywhere that I read, I was looking to see if she, because I'm assuming she did, but she.
Right. It makes me think if they thought, oh, she must have went to Pennsylvania, that she had a car that she just drove to Pennsylvania.
Exactly. And I'm thinking that she absolutely did, but I'm also wondering, like, why nobody noticed that her car was missing when they went to, like, Don friend Donna.
Right.
Why didn't she notice her car wasn't at the library when she went
When
to go
she went
pick?
to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also,
So,
was her car ever found?
exactly.
Like, where's her car in this situation? But
So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't have a car. Maybe she rode a bus to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, 1970s are completely different than.
Maybe she hitchhiked, you know?
I mean, let's not, but.
Let's not, but they did that a lot then.
They did. They did. What's really odd to me is when she was brought in to be identified, why the police or the medical examiner, like, didn't call the parents to identify Donna's body. What they did do was they called Charles.
I knew you were going to say that. I was like, do not say creepy Charles.
So, yes, he was brought in to identify the body.
She
And
was
he
how
was,
old?
I don't remember what I said.
I mean, she's in college, so she's an
21.
adult.
21. She was 21.
So maybe they, I don't know why they wouldn't call.
I'm going to
right.
tell you right now that if this was me, if you found, shit, not even you, if anybody found my body, please do not call my ex.
Right, like what is that?
Please do not call my ex.
My ex that set up this search, the suspicious search party that
Oh, I'm
just
not even
happened
done.
to stop
I'm
right
not even.
before they found her.
I'm not even through with this yet. You just wait.
How is this unsolved? Continue.
So they brought him in, and he positively matched that it was Donna.
Okay.
And, you know, her family was notified. Everybody was notified. Well, Charles actually served as a pallbearer at her funeral as well. Not only did he serve as that, but she was even buried wearing some earrings that Charles had gifted her.
Okay.
Now, it's very odd, if you ask me. I don't know if Charles had told the family that they had split up or friend Donna told him or anything. I'm also going to put out there that somebody had to have told the family that they were not together anymore. And please, for the love of God, when I pass away, do not let my ex any of my exes, it doesn't matter, any of them, be a part of my funeral.
That's really odd.
Like, I just
That's
find that, I don't know, I feel like that is just so wrong to do, too.
How, they dated for how long, did you say?
I didn't say, it didn't say, like, I didn't see anywhere where it actually said how long they were together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It could have been years. Who knows? But still.
Right. It's
Still.
still odd. Yeah, that's odd. I don't like that.
So,
It feels icky.
Yeah. So, the week that Donna went missing, Donna's parents even received weird phone calls. They had stated that someone called six or seven times and said, I know where your daughter is. Then all of a sudden, bam, her body's found.
What? Like, was this, I guess this was during the time that it was finally decided that she was missing and they were searching.
Yeah, it was during the search party. The week that she was missing, they were doing the search. So, yeah, they knew about her missing, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, it's so crazy. So crazy. So, there was no visible injuries on her body. No self-defense wounds, nothing of the sort. And an autopsy was performed, and the medical examiner came back stating that she had been suffocated to death. Now, they also stated it was with a pillowcase or plastic bag. There was no fibers found in her airway, which was kind of unusual for her death, considering it was suffocation. That's why it was stated that it had to have been one of the two.
Okay.
Most likely a plastic bag in that
Right.
case. But investigators stated if
I don't
this
understand how, I'm sorry. I don't understand how you can be suffocated to death and not there not be any defensive wounds. Like, you know, these people are fighting back if they're getting suffocated.
I mean, there was none on her body.
Unless she was like chloroformed first and was knocked out.
Well, we're going to get to that.
What?
No, she wasn't chloroformed.
I was like, she was chloroformed? I just
No.
made that up.
So investigators stated that with her being suffocated, they believe that the suspect that murdered her had to have been close to her. They also stated that she had been alive, like the coroner had stated that she had been alive for at least 48 hours before she disappeared. Like, or after she disappeared, sorry.
I was like, yeah.
Wow.
For...
Let me fix that. Woo. She was alive for.
She'd been alive for at least 21 years before she. Like, what?
That sentence was definitely said wrong. It
yeah.
does not say that. It was, she had been alive at least 48 hours after she disappeared.
Oh, wow.
So she was alive for 2 days.
Yeah. And there was. That's okay. This is all weird.
Yeah.
So that definitely
but
makes it
that's
think
not
that makes you think it's somebody that she's close to because she knows them. So she's not thrown off by them. Like, hey, let's go talk
so
over here.
that's not even the weirdest part about it. So this next part that I'm gonna say is legitimately the reason that I picked this case.
Oh.
Because I just found it so dang weird.
Okay.
So the weirdest thing about this, the autopsy also stated that she had 5 to 6 pounds, or ingested, sorry, 5 to 6 pounds of boiled potatoes in her stomach.
What?
I'm sorry, but you do know what a
What?
5 pound bag of potatoes is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of potatoes.
Yeah.
And they found 5 to 6 pounds of boiled potatoes in her stomach. So how and why would she have consumed so much?
What?
Was she forced to do it? Was this why she couldn't fight back? Like, what happened?
Because she was so
Why?
full of potatoes? What?
So full of potatoes. Yes. 5 to 6 pounds.
This is the weirdest murder tactic ever. Like, I'm going
Five
to
to six
force feed
pounds.
you boiled potatoes until you can't fight back? What is this?
I really don't know. 5 to 6 pounds of potatoes were found in her stomach. So investigators did rule out the current boyfriend in Pennsylvania because he hadn't spoken to her in days. There was zero evidence that he had even been in her
Right.
area. So they had ruled him out.
Okay. Was it
The
like
police.
mashed potatoes? I don't.
I don't know. What's it look like in your stomach after a
What?
week?
They seasoned at least? Like. Okay.
Really?
No, I'm just confused. I'm stuck on the potatoes.
So police started conducting interviews with people close to Donna, and after several people stated Charles was possessive and had been recently dumped, they brought him in.
After
They
several
said,
people stated that.
yes. So they said when they questioned him, he was almost kind of like he gave them his attitude to them at the time was more like a, how could you like possibly suspect me? I was a pallbearer at her funeral. Like she was buried with earrings that I gave her. I loved her. Like his at he didn't fight back. He wasn't like angry or anything, but he was just like, how could you suspect me? I could never, you know, I started the search party.
I'm
To
not buying
me.
your game.
So Charles did attempt to take his own life by slitting his wrist the day after he was named the prime suspect.
Oh,
And then
that's sad.
he hired a lawyer after release from the hospital, and eventually he moved to Chicago. And he's now even a senior consultant at a large bank.
So you can just move when you're a suspect in a murder?
Well, they didn't have evidence.
Yeah, they
He
had. Okay.
refuses to speak to press or investigators any longer, stating he has no comment. And police even stated that he has been emotionally disturbed by her death, that he even volunteered to take a polygraph test. Now, I'm not saying he's guilty, but I am going to say these things. So I'm going to break this stuff down.
Okay.
One, guilty people tend to push and act innocent, meaning they volunteer to take polygraph tests.
Right.
They also like to stay involved in the case because they believe it will steer authorities away from them,
This is
like
true.
conducting a search. And the way he really pushed himself into her funeral, jewelry, pallbearer,
Right.
all of that also seems like something a guilty person would do because this is their way of making sure that the family knows that they are not involved in this bad situation.
Right.
This is not the type of feelings that you show when you're mourning somebody. So for him to be pushing these on this way, I feel like these are very big red flags.
I'm gonna have to agree with you there.
Also, not stating anything negative at all on his suicide attempt, but it doesn't make him look innocent doing it after being named the prime suspect.
No, it really doesn't. It kind of
So,
makes it look like, oh, they're gonna catch me. This
100%.
is my way out.
That is how I personally took it.
Yeah.
When I read, like, when he did it and just like all of that, and then immediately getting a lawyer, which I mean,
Which
I'm
obviously
not,
anybody's gonna get a lawyer if
I
they're
was
a
gonna say
suspect.
that
Yeah.
to me doesn't make you guilty. I mean, if
That makes
it's
you
smart,
smart
it
because
makes you
that's,
smart.
yeah.
I mean, if somebody tried to pin something like that on me, I mean, the very first thing I'm gonna do is get a lawyer.
Right.
Not because I'm guilty, it's because I mean, the way that our judicial system is. Now, the current boyfriend. Let's get back on to the current boyfriend. So there wasn't any evidence that he was in DeKalb, but he also does kind of have a motive too, if you want to think about it.
What was his name?
It was n I never, ever, ever could get a name.
Really?
Ever. I looked everywhere. I
Okay.
searched, and I don't, I mean, if anybody wants to search it and find it, that'd be great. But I searched multiple articles, multiple, just I could not find his name. So, anywho, he had recently been separated from his wife, or at least
Yes.
that's what he says. Now, some married men don't always tell the truth. So maybe his wife was getting suspicious and he had to handle it. I mean, she was gone for 48 hours. Who's to say she didn't go to Pennsylvania and see him? Like she was alive. And also, I'm sure she probably spoke negative about her ex in his controlling ways. Maybe she told her new current boyfriend, things about him. And maybe he dropped her on this secluded road near where he lived for that reason. I mean, you just don't, and I'm not placing blame on him either. I'm just saying, you just, there's all these different things that you have to like look into. Maybe Charles really was like sad about her death and didn't do anything about it. And he just went about it all the wrong way. And it could have been the new boyfriend. I mean, you just, or it could be like you said, who's to say it wasn't a hitchhiker?
Right.
I mean, you just don't know. And to this day, the prime suspect is still Charles, but they don't have proof or anything. There's no evidence. So it's still an unsolved case.
So weird.
It's so weird. And I'm really shocked that they didn't have any type of DNA left. Nothing on being suffocated. So with her being suffocated, I know it goes over your nose and your mouth, but.
Right, but it's just so crazy to me that you would be suffocated and there'd be nothing, like no nothing under your nails from like trying
That's
to
what I mean.
bite and scratch, you know?
That is the weird, unsolved case of Donna Doll and her 5 to 6 pound
I
potatoes
was gonna
that.
say the potato thing, man. That's throwing me for a loop because like, what even is that?
I.
It's the
That's.
weirdest fucking shit ever.
So
That is
I'm
the
going to tell
weirdest
you.
shit.
That is 100% why I picked this case because I was like, what? And I still don't know.
Like
I looked
what?
everywhere. I looked everywhere. I looked everywhere. And I just, there was no, I mean, obviously, people post things on like Reddit and things like that. And
Right. Yeah. Their theories and
yeah, everyone was just so stumped. Everywhere, everything that I read about her was just so stumped on the potatoes. And I feel like we should maybe post a picture of a 5 pound potato bag just for reference so that people can see just how much a 5 pound potato bag is.
it's 5 pounds of
It's
potatoes.
a lot. It doesn't, I mean, when you think of 5 pounds, I mean, I probably make 5 pounds of potatoes when I make mashed potatoes for our family. And we end up always having leftovers because I don't know how to
Right.
not make too much
Make
food.
you because you don't know how to not make 5 pounds of potatoes.
It's true. I really don't know how to like measure things right.
That's
It's so bad. So I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll just make all these potatoes because I also have, a house full of boys, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We end up with leftovers. 5 pounds of potatoes is a lot.
a shit ton of
One
potatoes.
person should not be able to consume 5 pounds of potatoes.
Like it's kind of making my stomach queasy thinking about ingesting that much. Like that's not okay. Who made the phone calls?
Every article that I read, I only read a couple articles that even mentioned the phone calls. But the articles that I read, I did read a portion of an interview that one of the parents had said about the calls, and they don't know. They have no idea. They just think it was a scare tactic because it was like recent news that, their daughter had gone missing, and some people are just cruel.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we live in a world full of
Yeah.
cruel people. And they just thought it was funny to, call and prank call and say things like that. I personally don't think that the murderer would have done that. Maybe they did because,
I mean, if you're crazy enough to
investigators,
murder somebody, you're crazy enough
I mean,
to call
yeah,
their
but I mean,
family.
like, I was just saying because how do they know who her parents are or whatever? But to be honest, it did say that it had to have been somebody probably close to her the way that she was suffocated.
Right.
So, I mean, who knows? Maybe. But I would think that if it was like Charles, they would have known his voice.
He would, I mean, or he could have just made a weird, like, disguised his voice somehow. He could have been like,
Like,
meh, sorry. Like, I got your
you
daughter.
know?
I don't understand the potatoes about it.
I don't know.
I
I don't
can't
know.
stop thinking about it.
I know.
Like,
It's gonna.
did they just sit
It's.
there and non-stop feed her potatoes the entire 2 days they had her before she was killed? Or
Well, what
was it all
gets
at
me,
once?
but what gets me is 5 to 6 pounds of potatoes. She was missing for 9 days before they found her. So she was not alive for 7 of those days, you know,
Right.
when
Like she was
she.
alive for like 48 hours after she went missing.
So 7 days, her body just like laid in this field full of potatoes. First off, I understand that you can't digest and all that stuff, but like, did she eat it right before?
That's what it
She
makes me
had
think.
to
Like all of it right before, because there's no way that that amount should have still been in her stomach that
have.
they could tell
Absolutely
it
not.
was that amount.
They literally would not be able to
That's
because.
insane. I cannot get over the potatoes. So I'm gonna be
And
thinking about that for a while.
wouldn't your body digest some food even after you pass too? Because
I
it
don't know how
is,
that works.
but your body, it goes, it breaks down. I understand energy is what helps break that down, but like, I don't understand how it works either. I'm not in the medical profession, so I'm not sure, but I don't you have like stomach acids that also help with that? Wouldn't that break down some of it?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, am I wrong? I could be wrong.
So when you Google it, it says the first thing that pops up says that once a person dies, although the stomach acid remains intact
Yes.
with no muscles, blood flow, or working organs, digestion effectively ceases.
Oh, okay. And maybe that's because, like I said, I feel like I've read that energy is also a source that like helps break down your food. That's why what you eat is important. And on a day-to-day basis, what you eat is important. So like if you eat, you know, vegetables and all these things that break down easier and provide energy to like an energy source for your body, because the amount of protein you eat, the amount, all this stuff
Right.
that helps break it down. So when your organs and everything are no longer functioning, you're not able to break down the energy like you're supposed to.
Now I'm wondering, was she force-fed more than 5 to 6 pounds of potatoes?
I
Because
know.
there's no way that you would not vomit if you ate that much at once.
So I also thought that exact thing, not just the vomit, but I also thought if it had to have been literally right before she was murdered. Otherwise, if it wasn't and she had to eat it in the span of 2 days, her body would have broke this stuff down
At
like
least
so
some of
much at
it.
a time. So did she consume more and that was just all that was left that hadn't? Because
I
that's
don't see how.
crazy.
That's
Because
insane.
I know, I just thinking, I can't even, yeah, I would have vomited.
Yeah.
Like, that would have all came out. 100%.
I think there would have been 0 pounds of anything in there because it's all coming up.
Yeah.
Well, that was a case there.
Yes. So that was my weird unsolved case for, you know, this week. But I'm gonna hope next time, I'm gonna try. I will say, I'm gonna try to not do unsolved my next
Oh, I
case.
was like, where are you going?
I will try. I can't promise,
That's fine.
but I will try. I actually was looking up cases before I did this one. I had been looking up like paranormal cases
Oh.
because it's been a while since we've done one like that, and
Yeah.
I found a couple, but I was like, I feel like we should wait until we do our spooky ghost story
I
type.
was gonna say, we gotta figure out what we're doing for our Halloween special because it's almost pre-October.
I know, and we're definitely gonna have to get that all planned out prior to because we won't be in town.
We won't. We're going to Salem.
We're going to Salem. We're not going on Halloween because we didn't want to deal with the crowds.
Yeah, we're gonna literally be there the day after. So
Because we don't people.
we do not, people.
Also, I'm so excited for the trip, but I'm also very nervous because I don't like to fly.
You'll be fine. Take a Xanax about it.
Let me just ask some random person if I can have some Xanax because I sure don't have that just lying around.
Anyways,
I think I'm done chit chatting.
Okay. You've got work in the morning.
I do.
You've got work in the morning. I do not. So
So let's be awkward because I need to go to bed.
you do need to go to bed. Follow us on all the stuff. You can go to our website, find the links to everything on there.
And the 5 pound
And
bag of potatoes.
no,
No,
we there's not a link to that.
the
Oh my God. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? We do not
the
sell, to be clear, we
link
do
to
not
all.
sell 5 pound bags of tomatoes on our website. I was so confused.
Moonshine down.
I'm not drink. I had the first sip at the beginning of the episode. You put the
Okay,
down. I guess we're being awkward.
bye.
Okay, bye.
So I'm
Oh.
gonna go by her last name when I'm talking about her.
Okay.
I think her last name is Charlotte. It's spelled Chiarelott.
Okay.
I'm gonna look it up real fast.
You're like, she's gonna go, I'm gonna call her by her last name, which I can't pronounce.
Take please take that out and don't put it in the fucking
People live for the bloopers.
for the love of God. What? That's not at all.
Kiarelit.
Kiarelit?
Kiarelit.
Okay, I'll re-say that then.
That's what we're gonna call her. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
You could just say like
I'll say something else. Hang on.
I was like, you could just say like bestie
Yeah, I'll just say something.
Donna. Like
I'll start that whole sentence
because we're gonna be
over.
struggling through Kiarelati this whole time.
You didn't even say it right then.
Exactly.
Are you looking everywhere for this boyfriend's name?
It's bugging me.
It's,
I
I couldn't find it.
mean, I believe you.
And you clearly can't either, can you?
It just says the boyfriend everywhere just says the boyfriend.
Everywhere.
The boyfriend.